Hello and welcome to the new human transmissions of a new consciousness, a new earth paradigm, and the frequencies of fifth world. I am your host, Deanne Hampton, coming to you from a chilly morning in the mountains of Asheville, North Carolina. This whole last week, we've been down in the 20s at night, and most days barely hovering around 40. So it's like we started off the new year with a cold plunge and have been plunging ever since. Oh my people. What a journey we are on. I feel so much love and so loved and such gratitude for no particular reason. Just a looming, pervasive, all-consuming sense of how blessed we are to be here as souls. And how powerful an opportunity this time is to break an ancient spell, to rise and love ourselves and one another more, and to truly understand our journey at this time. To connect with and know ourselves as a soul, as never before. To know that things can be different, that we can choose a different path and in so doing gain wisdom and insight and greater love of self. We are liberating archetypes in our journey. Whether you are in a male or female body, but especially so those in feminine form at this time, liberating archetypes. Old feminine ideals and conditioning and belief, deep grooves of an old masculine paradigm rooted in polarity and fear. And we are doing so not just for ourselves, but for both biological and star lineages. Not only are we currently moving at an incredibly accelerated pace due to cosmic, planetary, and cellular influences combined, but we must move at an incredibly accelerated pace. Letting go, moving on, not looking back, releasing fear, and trusting only love. Understanding that there is only love. The Solstice Gateway of 2023 was a deeply spiritual event, just truly otherworldly and profound. It was as if the entire sky opened up, pouring in radiant colors and spirals of new light, new frequency. I feel it still. I felt it in my cells. I felt it in my mind. I felt it in my heart, communicating with a tremendous high love to rise up, rise up. Move through challenges more and more, and move through loss. Trust the light. Trust who you are. You're here. You are here to anchor something new. This gateway activity expanded Gaia's crystalline core, opening the fields for a pure realm shifting, consciousness shifting experience for those of us in our hearts, for open hearts, for hearts without fear. This year-end passage was intense. We are being called to action in the way our soul has always meant for us to express in this now. I shared with you the story of the depth of a mother's love in the video of Mikal from Israel, who lost her son in the Israeli war. The video was aptly titled, "When Only Love Remains." If you've not had a chance to experience this new light consciousness via a mother's love, please take time to do so. I've had my own personal experience with tragedy and loss through this passage. An experience that will never make sense with the mind through the lens and capacity of ego. And yet, as I continue to grieve deeply, what I can say without pause is that nothing matters more to me than to lift my perspective up within the loss and to continue to live forward with love. Everything we have been through got us on our paths and continues to initiate us once again to embrace our roles as leaders and teachers in the golden age. Grace is everywhere present all around us, here to help us pivot consciousness and thought once and for all from what was, focusing only on what we are here to build, to create, who we are here to be. Every Christed path, every new human journey experiences death and rebirth. In our modern journey of the return of the Christ, Christos Sophia, we experience this as a collective. And though I have never met Mikal, who lives on the other side of an entire world, she and I were walking hand in hand in the same grace through insufferable, nonsensical loss. It doesn't matter how loss manifests in our lives, in our personal worlds. It is for one exquisite soul purpose. in whatever the nature of our human journey, to move us more fully into divine union with self. Love asks us over and over again to be an example of light and love and truth in this world, to demonstrate a profound level of remembrance of who we are. Love over fear, compassion over judgment. I know for myself, through my own broken heart and tears, to continue to embolden my faith every day with such a level of trust that the light begins to anchor in more and more hearts of humanity, to not be swallowed up by the division and the duality here, but to rise. In such a way that allows others to rise with me. What we do for self, we do for all on behalf of love and only love. Unity consciousness changes the field. We experience divine reunion with Source and rebirth into a new realm, a new experience. If you are still, if your faith is strong enough, you are going to find greater love within loss. It has been an incredibly spiritually intense passage over the last 6 weeks or so, one in which the energies delivered pure love light intelligence. And again, I am just so grateful and feel such love for myself and this planet and humanity. My life coming into 2024 is messier than ever, seemingly unraveling. Remember, death is necessary for rebirth. I am being called or pushed, depending on the day, to expand my service and uproot my known, or as Sophia would say, life unfurling itself around me in a very unordered, no foundation, no comfort zones way. This now is just too big to be comfortable. Do not think, Deanne. Trust her. And trust your feeling nature and flow with the energy present, which is very new. When we say we are ready for new life, we better be ready with whatever that may look like. I live on creative and spiritual energy. That's how I keep going. It's like a force, a wheel that goes around within me. Do you know, it was 22 degrees this morning and I went out for a run. And the skin on my shins was exposed. I just had on 2 layers and a vest, not my coat, because if you're a runner or any kind of winter athlete, you know that you're going to build up heat pretty quickly. And so the first 15 or 20 minutes, you just need to be freezing. And when I first get up and driving myself to the trailhead, I'm like, what are you doing? It's freezing ass cold. I could be in the bed. But I'm telling you, the minute my feet get on her, I start creating a rhythm with her. And I get picked up. I get carried by joy, by sustainability, by something just so holy and profound and present. Then I get filled up with endorphins. This is how I typically begin my day, and it just sets my day. And I'm a different human than I would have been if I had rolled out of bed in a more 3D construct-driven rhythm of being human. Couple of days ago, I ran into a person that I've known pretty much the whole time that I've lived in Asheville, half my life, really, just before the holidays. This is a person that I consider to be more spiritually mature than me. And we spent significant and meaningful times together when I first moved here. But when I saw her before she saw me from behind. And I just stood still and I felt overwhelmed with compassion, so much bigger than me. There was no thought. It's just something swept over me. She looked worn and weary. I almost didn't recognize her. And I felt several things, energy swirling through my brain and mind and heart all at once. It occurred to me that we've all been in a type of battle or war over the last 3 years. All of humanity. I lightly touched her on the shoulder from behind, and when she turned, she smiled. Though again, with a weary energy. And we hugged. And when she started to pull away, you know, like you do when you hug to say hello, they are typically brief. But when that hello hug was over and she started to pull away, I just held on. Again, this didn't feel like just Deanne in this moment. I didn't let her pull away. And then I felt her whole being just relax into the moment as this gentle, oozing compassion was running from my heart into her heart. Grace is everywhere, all around us, here to help us pivot consciousness and thought. The conditioning and battle-weary story of who we have been to something that frees and heals and loves us into wholeness once again. When we forget, when we feel lost, when what is heavy overwhelms the light of the world, love expresses its magnificence in the simplest of moments. this year, 2024. And Happy New Year, by the way. First Sunday of a brand new year. 2024 is an 8 year. It vibrates the energy and medicine of number 8. And 8 is all about balance. I mean, just picture an 8 in your mind's eye, the symbol of it. It vibrates balance, stability. Stability between the material and the immaterial worlds, between what is dying and what is being born. It is associated with both empire building and destroying. You can feel that symbolism. 8 carries the message of renewal. We dip into the deep valleys and then we rise into the highest heights, and then we dip into the deep valleys, and then we rise into the highest heights. It is a feminine energy which can really lend strength to achieving spiritual and life goals. And again, 8 in its design, it's a spiral, a vesica Pisces. So let's embrace these symbols and metaphors that help us to see and understand energy at a greater depth than the egoic mind can comprehend. The Vesica Pisces, which the Shining Ones devoted an entire chapter to in their book, it is creation itself, transformation, divine insight, and the harmonious union of different realms of existence. I mean, come on. Meditate on that. There is nothing random in the vibrational world and in nature and this existence. Walk out onto that foundation this year. Creation itself. Transformation, divine insight, and the harmonious union of different realms of existence. Breathe that into your entire being. Own it. Stand strong in it. How will you create with that level of support? So coming into this brand new year, 2024, take time, create space to meditate on this spiral energy. How will you create balance and stability around what is dying and what is being born in you? And in our human experience in our world, between what is leaving and the new entering your life, your relationships, your work, health, spiritual practices, and your relationship with the greater existence.